KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, 61 degrees in Atlantic at 8 o'clock. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. A former Denison resident was sentenced earlier this week to a maximum of 5 years in prison in connection with the May 11th assault at the Crawford County Jail of a jailer. 20-year-old Jaden Chapman is currently incarcerated in the Anamosa State Penitentiary. His telephone hearing took place before Judge Jeffrey Paulson on Monday. The plea agreement Chapman accepted specified that an indeterminate term of imprisonment not to exceed 5 years shall be imposed. Chapman has also been charged with attempted escape from custody, but that charge was dropped as part of the plea agreement. The new sentence will run concurrently with two consecutive life sentences Chapman is now serving for the March 10, 2014 murders of 81-year-old Alice Husinga of Arcadia and 80-year-old Marvin Hulsing of Maple River. Chapman had been convicted of their murders on May the 5th. The Crawford County attorney says that while awaiting sentencing, Chapman, who was in the exercise area of the Crawford County Jail, went to a locked door to tell the jailer that he had a bloody nose. When the jailer opened the door to attend to him, Chapman grabbed the door handle, pulled the door open, and bodily assaulted the jailer, according to prosecutor Roger Saylor. Chapman then forced the jailer to the floor, punched her with his fist, choked her with his hands, and choked her with his arm from behind while holding his body with her body, that is, with his legs. Saylor said when Chapman heard others coming, he released the jailer and ran down a hallway to another part of the facility where he was apprehended and then placed in a restraining chair. The Creston Police Department today issued a report on recent incidents and an arrest. Officials say 35-year-old Haley Miller of Creston was arrested last night on a Union County warrant for theft in the third degree. Miller was later released on $2,000 bond. And 24-year-old Carlos Mira Sanchez of Creston was cited Wednesday morning for an annoyance or disturbance occurring at his residence and related to animal complaints. A resident of the 600 block of North Walnut Street in Creston reported this morning that her home and vehicle had been hit by projectiles from a paintball gun. And early Wednesday afternoon, a resident of the 600 block of Oak Street in Creston reported someone took a small children's pool and hot tub covers from her yard at her residence. The loss was estimated at $325. The father of a 3-year-old girl slain in Southwest Iowa now faces a murder charge. The new charge was filed last week against 25-year-old Charles Hall, who is from Chicago. Hall originally was charged with child endangerment resulting in serious injury. The same charge filed against his girlfriend, 25-year-old April Clare, who is from Bedford. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office had responded to a call in Bedford on May 22nd and found little Janiah King unresponsive. Medical examiner later pronounced her dead. A high-speed chase that led law enforcement officers through Denison and portions of Crawford County ended in a crash near Westside Monday night. Edwin Diaz of Denison, the driver of the vehicle, was transported to the Crawford County Hospital where he was treated for injuries. The chase started just after 10 p.m. Monday when an officer with the Denison Police Department attempted to stop a gray Ford Explorer on 16th Street in Denison for a traffic violation. According to authorities, the SUV took off at a high rate of speed and failed to stop for the officer. The pursuit left the Denison city limits and continued for several miles through Crawford County at speeds of up to 80 miles per hour. The SUV eventually crashed on Highway 30 between 370th and 380th Street. Diaz faces numerous charges, including failure to maintain control, driving while suspended, operating while intoxicated, and felony eluding. In other news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday voted to set July the 15th at 8:35 a.m. as the date and time for a public hearing on the county's intent to enter into a loan agreement not to exceed $360,000. Proceeds from the loan would be used to refinance the purchase of property located across from the courthouse at 707 Poplar Street and to pay the cost of roof repair. In other business, Cass County EMA Coordinator Mike Cannon submitted a written request to update the membership of the Local Emergency Planning Committee, or LEPC, by adding additional members. The board approved upon a motion the appointment of additional LEPC members, which include Jared Merkel, Chris Jimerson, Ryan Archibald, and Ryan Asklund. Appointments are for 2 years from the date of appointment by the Iowa Emergency Response Commission. Members in good standing are automatically reappointed to successive terms. The commission revises its appointments upon request from the county. Are your children and grandchildren safe in their car seat? Officials of the Atlantic Fire and Rescue Department said on their social media page that there will be a free car seat check on July the 17th from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Atlantic Farm Bureau Insurance Office at 1501 East 7th Street. The AFD says they don't want to respond to an accident where kids have been thrown about from the vehicle, so they urge you to stop by and have your car child safety seat checked to prevent those injuries. Iowa Republican Senator Charles Grassley will hold town hall meetings on Saturday, July 25th in Carroll, Calhoun, and Sac counties. The meetings are part of Grassley's annual 99-county tour. His July 25th schedule includes a stop from 8 to 9 a.m. at the Rockwell City Community Center. Afterward, he travels to Carroll for a town hall meeting from 10 until 11 a.m. in the meeting room of the Carroll County Courthouse. Grassley's final stop for the day is at the Law Enforcement Center in Sac City from 12:15 until 1:15 p.m. And again, all that's on July the 25th. Iowa's senior senator will speak at the public meetings before taking comments and answering questions. The three giant gateway arches that for 35 years told travelers that they were in Sioux City have come crashing down. Each 40-foot tall, 36-ton structure was pushed over on Wednesday after dirt was dug from the base beneath them. Now they're no longer in the way of a new Nebraska Street exit to be built as part of the ongoing Interstate 29 project. The estimated $165,000 cost of moving and installing the arches elsewhere in the city ruled out proposals to save them. Joanne Gruskin led the community drive to build the arches in 1980, and she says they helped to spur development of the Anderson Dance Pavilion and the riverfront bike trails. She said the arches well served their purpose. Governor Terry Branstad's request for a federal disaster declaration to respond to the bird flu outbreak has been denied. The governor had sought a major disaster declaration from President Obama for the four counties most impacted by the virus. In a letter from federal authorities dated Tuesday, the request was rejected. The letter said the damage was, quote, not of such severity and magnitude that it could not be handled by the state. The virus has infected more than 31.5 million birds in Iowa, mostly egg-laying children, chickens that is, making the state the hardest hit in the nation. Branstad spokesman Jimmy Center said the administration was gathering information to assess whether an appeal would be effective. Officials say an invasive insect that kills ash trees has been confirmed in southeast Iowa's Lee County, bringing the state total to 26 counties. A news release from the Iowa Department of Agriculture said Wednesday that the emerald ash borers were confirmed in Fort Madison. The larvae of the emerald ash borer cuts off an ash tree's flow of nutrients when deposited below the bark. Once infected, the trees typically die within 5 years. The insects are native to Asia and were first spotted in the U.S. in 2002 when they showed up in the Detroit area. They devastated ash trees in Michigan and have spread to at least 21 other states. Well, pheasant hunters in Iowa saw a lot more birds last year. That's according to data compiled by the Department of Natural Resources. Kevin Baskins is a spokesman for the DNR.
For the third consecutive year, we've seen a harvest increase for pheasants. It looks like it's up about 30% in 2014 to an estimated 216,000 roosters.
The harvest estimate released this week is based on an annual survey of hunters following the season. The biggest factor in the growing pheasant population involves the fact that Iowa has experienced several consecutive mild winters.
We went through an extended period where the winters were just brutal on the pheasant population. Once crops get harvested and we start getting snow on the ground, there really isn't much habitat in a lot of places for these pheasants to kind of escape the elements.
Baskin says pheasants weren't the only species to show a harvest increase in 2014. Hunters also killed more quail, rabbits, squirrels, and doves.
And we also saw a corresponding increase in the interest in that our total number of hunters was up 9% to more than 63,000 in 2014.
DNR officials are predicting hunters will enjoy even bigger small game populations this coming fall and winter. The agency will get a better idea of the state's population of pheasants, quail, rabbits, and partridge during an annual roadside survey conducted over the first 2 weeks of August. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.